I'm a born sinner, but I die better than that, I swear. Yeah, you guessed it. Today I'll be talking about the album Born Sinner by Jayco, who he himself produced most of the tracks in the album. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this podcast. So yeah, let's get to it. Right, today I'll explore reasons why Born Sinner is one of the most unique albums released by Jayco. So before we look at the reasons, let's have a brief background information about the album. So according to Wikipedia, it states that Born Sinner is the second studio album by American rapper Jayco. It was released on June 18, 2013 by Storm Entertainment, Columbia Records, Dreamville Records, and Roc Nation. The album serves as the follow-up to his debut album, Cowell, The Silent Story. So yeah, the track list includes the following. The track list includes number 1, The Illuminati, 2, Kenny Simmons Skits, 3, Land of the Snakes, 4, Power Trip featuring Miguel, 5, More Money, 6, Trouble, 7, Runaway, 8, She Knows featuring Amber Kaufman, 9, Rich Nick, 10, West Jermaine Skits, 11, Forbidden Fruit featuring Kendrick Lamar, 12, Chaining Day, 13, Ain't That Some Shh Interlude, 14, Crooked Smile featuring TLC, 15, Let Nas Down, 16, Born Sinner featuring James Fon to LaRue, 17, Miss America, 18, New York Times featuring 50 Cent and Boss, 19, Is She Gone Pop, 20, Nick No, 21, Sparks Will Fly featuring Jane Eichel. Right, I'm now going to look at the reasons why Born Sinner is one of the most unique albums released by Jayco. So reason number 1 is it features a lot of guest appearances. So according to Wikipedia, it states that the album features guest appearances from Miguel, Amber Kaufman, Jane Aiko, James Fon LaRue or Leroy, I'm not sure, but anyway, Bass, TLC, Kendrick Lamar, and 50 Cent. The album was also primarily produced by Cole himself, along with others such as Jake One, Science, and Elite. From my point of view, these are the various points to consider. Firstly, the fact that the album features a Dreamville artist called Bass reveals a lot. In a way, I believe this was done to introduce his listeners that there's a new artist called Bass signed to Dreamville Records. The reason why I said this is because Bass only released his first album on 2014 called Last Winter. Therefore, Jayco in a way has much respect for Bass because he was trying to introduce Bass to new listeners, and also hence why the album is unique. The second reason is, obviously, it featured famous artists like TLC, Kendrick Lamar, 50 Cent, etc. So obviously it was going to be successful, hence why the album was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. So yeah, now I'm going to talk about the second reason. The second reason is that Born Sinner is the first album by Jayco to be released under Dreamville Records. So, not only does it serve as the follow-up to his debut album called The Silent Story, but it's also the first album to be released under Dreamville Records. This means that it shows Cole's transition from being a signed artist at Roc Nation to being an owner of Dreamville Records. This is why the album features his Dreamville artist Bass. I believe it's a way to show everyone that Cole not only has his own label, but is making moves to sign Dreamville artists. This is why Born Sinner is one of the most unique albums released by Jacob. So, Cole, the signer story was a way of introducing Cole as a signed artist at Roc Nation. However, I believe that during this time, Cole wanted to be more than just a signed artist. He wanted to make a name for himself in the sense that he wanted to make an impact in the rap game. Hence, the formation of Dreamville Records. So not only Cole is a signed artist at Roc Nation, but he is also an owner of Dreamville Records. So yeah, next reason. The third reason is Cole mentions his transition in the rap game. So Wikipedia gives evidence about why J. Cole released his album. According to Wikipedia, it states that only a week after the release of his gold-certified debut album, Cole, The Signer Story, Cole began working on his second album, Born Sinner. He said that it allowed him to reinvigorate himself, both mentally and creatively. This shows his transition in the rap game. Moreover, as stated by Wikipedia, J. Cole said, "This new theme is really more reflective of where I'm at and where I've been at for the past 2 years. So it was just perfect to move on." If we look at the lyrics of the song Born Sinner, not only does it show his transition in the rap game, but how he is reflecting his life choices. This is shown in the lyrics.
Spinning in circles, live my life without rehearsal. If I die today, my nigga, was it business? Was it personal? Should this be my last breath? I'm blessed cause it was purposeful.
From my point of view, I believe J. Cole was debating on whether he should make meaningful music or make music for the sake of fame. Therefore, the album Born Sinner is about the transitions J. Cole is going through as an artist and as a person. This is why Born Sinner is one of the most unique albums released by J. Cole. The fourth reason is Born Sinner album has the deluxe version as well. So, according to Wikipedia, it states that he had also stated that the album would consist of songs that failed to make his debut. As stated by Wikipedia, Cole said, "I don't know how many, but I got songs that didn't make the last album that are automatically going to make this one." This information clearly shows why there's the deluxe version. Moreover, from my point of view, the fact that he mentioned songs from his other EPs like The Warm Up, Truly Yours is another reason why there is a deluxe version as well. Some songs include New York Times. As stated by Genius, the track is not only the second deluxe track and 18th on Cole's album Born Sinner, but it is the second track on his third EP of his Truly Yours series. Then another song, Ishigon Pop. As stated by Genius, this is also the third song of the Truly Yours 3. So yeah, next reason. The fifth reason is Cole released his album Born Sinner at the same time as Kanye West. So according to Dal W. Singer, I'm not sure about the pronunciation, but on his music review about the album Born Sinner, he stated that, "Fiercely aware of his environment, he pressed the release of this album a week to coincide directly with Kanye West Yeezus, wanting to go toe-to-toe with one of the greats." Moreover, as stated by Dow W. Isinger, Cole said in his song Forbidden Fruit,
"When I say that I'm the greatest, I ain't talking about later. I'ma drop the album same day as Kanye, just to show the boys the man now like Wanye."
Since since J. Cole wanted to go toe-to-toe with one of the greats, it has proved to be successful. This is because the album Born Sinner debuted at number 2 on the US Billboard 200, selling 297,000 copies in its first week of release. This evidence is provided by Wikipedia. So the fact that Cole released his album Born Sinner the same day as Kanye released his album Yeezus shows that Born Sinner is one of the most unique albums released by J. Cole, because J. Cole wasn't afraid to compete with one of the greats to show that he is also capable of making an impact in the rap game. Reason number 6 is J. Cole collaborates with The Choir. As I stated before, the album Born Sinner is about the transition J. Cole is going through as an artist and as a person. In this case, I believe he was not only talking about his mental state, but also spiritually, hence his relationship with God. Born Sinner is one of them. Another song is Illuminati. As stated by Genius, it is about the pressure Cole feels to succeed with Born Sinner. He is torn between making original music and staying true to himself on one side, and making marketable radio music. Moreover, Genius stated that this intro track emphasizes the irony that although we are born pure and innocent, we have innate evil within us, and yet we continuously try to live our lives by bending around it, while others choose to succumb to this evil. Hence the stylization of his name, the halo, representing good, and the devil horns representing evil, that he would use for years. The song Trouble also shows collaboration with The Choir. According to Genius, it states that Cole addressed temptation and lust in the song. Hence why J. Cole's collaboration with The Choir shows that Born Sinner is one of the most unique albums released by J. Cole.
Readjusting my target audience, cause it's obvious I've gone astray, losing my weight like Timberlake, produced by Timberland on that goddamn future sex love sound. What's playing in my mind? Just the sound of my whole career crashing, burning. The thing that I mostly fear was on track for the first 2 years until I let the devil stare. That would have we hit, mask my tears, but I'm in trouble. Problems, I promise, man.
The final reason is Cole mentions some important facts in the album Born Sinner. For example, in his song Crooked Smile, there are three important facts. These are uplifting women, death of a 7-year-old girl, and loving yourself. So, uplifting women. According to Genius, it states that first and second verse are directly addressed to women unhappy with their appearance. This is shown in the lyrics.
Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out in heels. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Yeah. To all the women with the flaws, know it's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. And baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real?
As shown in the lyrics, the song is about uplifting women to love themselves and not change who they are. Death of a 7-year-old girl. As stated by Genius, the music video doesn't so much focus on the song, but is rather a message of peace, both in the community and our minds. It was dedicated to a 7-year-old girl who was shot during a 2010 raid by the Detroit SWAT. So sad. Loving yourself. According to Genius, it states that, using his own imperfect set of teeth as an example, Carl reaffirms his belief that nobody is perfect, as everyone has their own crooked smile, and that nobody has to be perfect, making worrying pointless. From my point of view, I believe he wants everyone to love themselves for who they really are as a person. The fact that the song Crooked Smile is not only uplifting others, but as a dedication to the death of a 7-year-old girl, shows that Born Sinner is one of the most unique albums released by J-Cole. So that's the end of my podcast. Thank you for listening, and yeah, have a good day.